Most of the challenges were based on the validity of signatures on nomination petitions or the qualifications of the people circulating those petitions. For example, a circulator for Brett Halsey's campaign for governor was still on probation for a crime he'd committed. That meant the 57 signatures he gathered were invalid. But even without those signatures, Halsey had enough to gain ballot access. Signatures on several other candidate petitions didn't comply with a new rule requiring both a signature and a legible printed name. Rebecca Mason is an attorney representing Democratic candidates. She says that rule should be changed to prevent discriminating against voters with poor penmanship.
I know I don't have great handwriting. I'm guessing if we went through some of the nomination papers that I signed, my name might be circled because of how I wrote out my name. I think if there's any way to decipher the intent of the person signing it to somewhat legibly print their name, I think that we should bend over backwards to make sure that the elector is allowed the right to nominate somebody to be on the ballot.
GAB Chairman Judge Thomas Barlin urged the board to come up with a clear definition of what a printed name is before the next election. In some cases this year, names that were written clearly in cursive handwriting were rejected because they weren't technically printed. Barlin says fortunately none of the invalidated signatures resulted in a candidate being denied ballot access, but he's worried the rule could lead to problems in future elections. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.